welcome to Tech Talk, where we tech talk all about apples and not the food kind. I'm talking about the expensive electronic kind. I'm your host, Audrey, and this is the podcast where we keep you up to date with all the new products. We give you advice, information, and hopefully a good time. Make sure to tune in every time for this special Tech Talk. Grab an apple and sit on down. Welcome back! Today is our special edition flashback episode. And hashtag Flashback Friday! So, what does that mean? Well, it means we'll go over some of the older products that are still being sold and supported by Apple. In this episode, we'll go over first the iPod Touch, and then we'll go over the oldest iPad, then we'll finally go over a little iPhone 14 teaser. I know. We're missing the frequently asked questions and funny stories, but don't worry, we'll add a couple of those just maybe in the next episode. I know. But don't worry, guys. It'll be there next week. So with that, let's just get right into it. First up, we got the oldest product, the iPod Touch. That's right, to all of you out there, remember when a phone was just a screen for texting? This is an upgrade. Here at Tech Talk, we found the newest iPod that Apple is still selling. Now, we realize, what's really the difference between an iPod and iPhone? Well, really the only difference is that you can't call on an iPod, which basically means that you can only interact with other Apple users. You can FaceTime them and you can text them, but there's no way to text people with Android or Samsung. So, if most of your friends are Apple users, it might not matter that much to you. However, 52.65% of people own iOS, 42.35% of people own an Android. So, most likely, you won't be able to speak with half of the world. Plus, iPads don't have as well performance. But I'm not here to just talk smack. Let's get into the features and appearance. First off, the colors. The iPod Touch 7th Gen has 6 different colors, and it comes in space gray, silver, pink, blue, gold, and product red. So many different options. It's perfect for any style and any person. Plus, it comes in different gigabytes, up to 256, and it starts at 32 gigabytes, which is kind of a low starting rate, but it's only $100 for every add-on. So, along with all these other products, you can also customize this phone. And with the purchase of the iPod Touch, you can get 3 months of Apple TV free. Then it will automatically charge at $4.99 a month, though. Along with that deal, they also have the Apple Care Plus for only $59. This iPad altogether only weighs 33.1 ounces, and it's also 4.86 inches by 2.3. Let me just say that this product is very small. It basically is, in simpler terms, got a 4-inch diagonal widescreen display with a multi-touch IPS technology. It also has an A10 Fusion chip, which is very different than the Fusion chips out now. It's 5 to 6 off. Okay, for the camera, I'm just going to shoot a lot of information at you because it's a lot. Okay, here it is. It has an AMP camera, autofocus, 2.4 aperture, 5-element lens, hybrid IR filter, backside illumination, auto image stabilization, HDR photos, exposure control, panorama up to 43 MP, burst mode, tap to focus, photo geotagging over Wi-Fi, and timer mode. Plus, it also has image formats captured in HEIF and JPEG. So, I know, that was a lot. And if you don't know what it means, I totally get it. Just make sure you can always email us at techtalk@outlook.com if you have any questions. And I wish we could dive into it more, but we're low on time. So, let's get into the next topic. Okay, now time for the iPads. Oh, wait. Did I say iPads? Yes, I did. Why? Why did I say iPads? Well, turns out that the iPad mini 6th gen and the iPad 9th gen came out on the exact same date. So I couldn't just do the oldest iPad. I had to do the oldest iPads. So for this topic, we're going to be doing a little comparing and contrasting, but with less of a deep dive, I know, unlike this show. So, first, let's start off with the appearance. For the iPad, they only have two simple colors, space gray and silver. Pretty boring, in my opinion. Oh, yeah, I have a silver iPad. Whatever. The iPad mini, though, has four different colors, which still may not be a lot, but it does have some pretty great options. They also have space gray, but they also do have pink, purple, and starlight, which is a little gold. However, another point back to the iPad, because it works with both the Apple Pencil and the Smart Keyboard, while the iPad mini only works with Apple Pencil. But of course, you might not care about the keyboard, so the iPad mini is still in your book. However, the iPad works with the first gen Apple Pencil and the iPad mini with the second gen. But then, along with all of these features and compatibilities, there is the screen size. The iPad has a 10.2-inch Retina display with True Tone, and the iPad mini only has an 8.3 liquid Retina display. The iPad mini, though, does have the newer A15 Bionic chip, while the iPad only has the A13. Plus, the iPad mini has a 12MP camera, and the iPad only has an 8MP. Both, however, do contain the ultra-wide front camera with center stage. There is some big news, though, on this next feature. Apple is switching to USB-C. That's right. Those chintzy chargers you find in the Dollar Tree are now in a business with a net worth of $2.85 trillion. Yeah, not surprising at all. So what I'm trying to say is that the iPad mini now is charging with USB-C. I can't believe it myself. But don't worry, the regular iPad is still charging with the Lightning connector. Still, it's unbelievable. I still can't get it out of my head. However, as I researched more, I figured out that the USB-C charging cable charges your device even faster. So you're going from 480 megabytes per second to 40 gigabytes per second. There are 124 megabytes to gigabyte. Still, I'm kind of torn, but let's continue. And I just want to let you know as another quick fact that the iPad is still on 4G, while the iPad mini has upgraded to 5G. Now, a word from our sponsor before the iPhone 14 spoiler. Want to show your expressions through your phone? Do you want to make your boring case pop? Do you need a fidget to make it through the day? Well, if any of these apply to you, you need a pop socket. Pop sockets can switch from case to case and phone to phone, so you don't need to be stuck with just one. Plus, if you switch your case frequently, no need to worry. Just take it off and pop it on. So, thanks for listening to our popping commercial, and make sure to remember, pop sockets make your day pop. Okay, so guys, as I was researching this, I also figured out a couple more details, a couple more facts, a couple more things. Turns out there might not be such a big use for phones after the rumored Apple Glasses come out. Of course, that's for another day, but check back in that later, please. Maybe next episode? Email us at techtalk@outlook.com for that. So, anyways, I just want you guys all to remember that, unlike everything else on this show, these are just rumors. So, if later these facts change, I apologize. But I do promise to give you everything I do know and heard. With that, let's jump into it. Some new rumored features are the screen sizes. We're expecting to see a 6.1-inch iPhone 14, a 6.1-inch iPhone 14, and a 6.7-inch iPhone 14 Max, 6.7-inch iPhone 14 Pro Max, which is definitely interesting because instead of having a mini, they split it up into a normal 14, a Pro version, a Max version, and then a Pro Max version. This is totally new and, in my opinion, actually not that unexpected because iPhone 13 and iPhone 12 minis have not been doing so hot on the market. The 22 iPhone 14 Pro models are expected to eliminate the notch in favor of a new design. They'll have a circular hole punch shape on the left side of the camera, and then on the right, a sort of pill shape cut out for the Face ID. This feature will unfortunately be limited to the Pro models, and the more affordable iPhone 14 models will continue to stay and feature a standard notch. By the way, if you don't know what I'm saying by notch, look at your phone right now. Do you see that sort of black section with the smaller camera and then the line? Well, Apple is replacing that with something more built in. Another interesting thing is the camera bumps getting bigger. Apple is also doing some new colors, and there's a rumor for a purple shade. I don't know about you, but that's what I would get. The iPhone 14 Pro models may feature a titanium frame instead of stainless steel. And they have redesigned speakers and microphone grills are a possibility. They're also coming up with a new system for cooling so they can install faster chips and 5G. There will be new improvements for the ultra-wide camera, and there's a possibility that Apple will introduce a periscope zoom lens that allows for much greater optical zoom. Some injustices, though, among the many options for these phones is the fact that it's rumored only the Pro models will get some of the newer features, such as the fact that they are also adding the 48-megapixel cameras and 8K video recording. Even more enraging is the fact that Apple might not add the new A16 chip into the non-Pro versions just to save money because of supply costs. I'm not sure if this is just me, but that seems like a lot of updates they're only doing for the Pro versions. Another thing I would love to do when the iPhone 14 comes out is compare some of those rumors to what actually came out. With that being said, I want to close out this episode. So, with all these new things to talk about and different ways that we did our episode this week, we want to check in with you guys and see if you wanted to share your opinions on the structure of this episode and see if you have any recommendations to add on to it. To summarize this episode, though, we talked about some older products Apple is still selling, and then a really new one is that it isn't even out yet. It was a pretty exciting episode, and we talked about many features in the iPod that were pretty similar to the iPhones out now. With the iPads, some of the more exciting features weren't as cool and probably not worth it. But the iPhone 14, though, was a real whirlwind. It was mostly rumors and nothing was for sure, but there were a couple of new updates to the iPhone. With that, we give you our prices. The iPod Touch ranges from $199 to $399. The iPad 9th Gen is $329, and the iPad Mini 6th Gen is $499. And finally, the iPhone 14. A little tricky since it hasn't come out yet, but they're expecting the prices to be, for the iPhone 14, $999. the iPhone 14 Max, $1,099, the iPhone 14 Pro, $1,599, the iPhone 14 Pro Max, $1,699. This is a lot of money, but this is for the biggest, baddest storage possible. For the iPhone 14 and Max, that was only 512 gigabytes, but still, that is a lot. For the Pro and Pro Max, though, that's 1 TB. Wow, that was a lot. Remember, you can always email us at techtalk@outlook.com if you have any questions or want to share your funny stories. You can also enter into some raffles for a chance to win an Apple product, depending on that podcast. Plus, you can ask us some basic questions, send us some feedback, or support us by donating some money. Those Apple products are really expensive. We really hope you have enjoyed this Tech Talk and that you'll join us again. Make sure to always research, always have fun, and have a great day.